Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Hi there, gang. This is Ken Carpenter, kicking off another session of Assorted Stuff as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And tonight we bring you not one master of ceremonies, not two masters of ceremonies, but three mistresses of ceremonies, Patty, Laverne, and Maxine Andrews. Now, welcome to Command Performance, gals. Which one of you girls is going to do the talking for the outfit?
I am.
Wait a minute. You can't all talk at once.
Who's going to talk at once? I'm going to talk by myself.
Oh, fine. Maybe you'd better introduce your song, girls.
Okay. The Andrews sisters singing Tippy Tippy Tim.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole a kiss, this fellow. He said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better. Tippy tippy tin, tippy tin, tippy tippy ton, tippy ton. He kept on stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy tippy tin, tippy tin, tippy tippy ton, tippy ton. She was saying go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied.
One night when the moon was so mellow, ho, 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 Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole the kiss, this fellow. He said he was glad that he had met her, and soon he would come and he'd get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go home until I know you better.
Wonderful, especially Patty, the one in the middle.
Now, wait a minute, Patty. Maxine and I are emceeing the show, too.
Well, emcee away, you girl, you.
Okay, what's coming up?
My girdle, I'm not wearing stockings.
Patty! Patty, please. There may be men listening.
Oh, I hope so. Because stepping up to the Command Performance microphone now, in answer to a whole stack of your requests, is one of the greatest quartets in the country. Here they are, the Delta Rhythm Boys.
What's the good of having money when you haven't got your honey?
I don't go out walking. I ain't for no talking. My baby's done left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Now if I had been scheming, instead of just dreaming, she'd never never have left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Now sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. Now if I don't find her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a-sitting and a-rocking all day.
Never go out walking, you never hear me talking, and I guess I'll never be the same, baby, till you return. Please act right and give me a call, and some night we will have a ball. You were meant for me, so baby, won't you please come home? Baby's done left me, just a-sittin' and a-rockin'.
Now if I don't find her, I hope you remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a-sittin' and a-rockin' all day.
I sit and rock, and rock, and rock, and rock,
just a-sittin' and a-rockin'.
One of the best shows ever to hit Broadway was Oklahoma, and to me, the best spot in the whole show was when Celeste Holmes sang I Can't Say No. Now, for the first time, we bring you not only the song, but the sensational star who introduced it. Here's a command performance for Celeste Holmes.
It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I know it was right and wrong since I've been 10. I hear the lot of stories, and I reckon they are true, about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say next. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. What you gonna do when a feller gets flirty and starts to talk pretty? What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries? What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that you're sweeter than cream and he's gotta have cream or dough? What you gonna do when he talks that way? In his eye. I'm just the girl who can't say no. I can't seem to say it at all. I hate this point of bow when he is paying a call. For a while I Josephine Settee. Then I think of that old golden rule and do for him what he would do for me. I can't resist a Romeo in a sombrero and chaps. As soon as I sit on their lap, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no.
Thank you very much. Now, gang, here's a fella who's getting to be as much of a habit with you as he is with radio listeners here at home. The man who went to a barber shop and forgot to say when. The haircut himself, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my friends, and greetings, gentlemen. Nice to be with you again. And it's especially nice to be working again with you ever-loving Andrews sisters.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. How've you been? How've you been? How've you been?
Just fine.
Just fine.
Just fine.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, that's a nice half-hour program right there.
You're not kidding. Say, Gary, yeah? Tell the truth now. Are you really glad to be with us again?
Why, bless your little Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. You know, Patty, I'm an old singing man myself. You've heard of Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame.
Yes.
I used to sing with Mojo, Schnook, and the Boy. We were quite a hit. We worked for 3 months in the swanky Benzedrine room of the Fort MacArthur PX. A nauseating spot, as I recall it.
Gary, this old family reunion's all very well, but it's not what you were invited here for.
Oh, Ken?
No, Gary. You see, word's been getting around overseas about the warm-up that you and Jimmy do just before your radio show goes on the air each week.
Mm-hmm.
And rumor has it that it's pretty funny stuff.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't?
No, but I'm awfully glad you did. After the program, Ken, you must come with me to the cocktail lounge. We'll smell a damn bar rag together.
That will be peace. But look, Gary, we thought it might be a good idea for you and Jimmy to show the Command Performance listeners just what you do to your audience each week to put them in such a good humor for your show.
Oh. Well, Ken, the first problem in putting on a radio show is to attract an audience to your studio.
Hmm?
Now, Jimmy and I accomplished this by being so funny on the air that people just can't wait to come down and see us in person. But just to make sure, we put bear traps in the lobby. So we'll assume that we've lured a lot of people through the doors. They've been searched by the ushers for concealed weapons, and it's 10 minutes before airtime.
Okay, so then what happens?
Well, then our announcer, Howard Petrie comes out and he says, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Durante Moore program, sponsored by the makers of Wacky Snackies. A breakfast food containing no vitamins for people who don't want to be champions." He continues to say, unlike most cereals, Wacky Snackies will neither crackle, pop, snap, nor snip. Pour some into a bowl of milk and it just lies there and gets soggy. Wacky Snackies come to you, friends, in 6 delicious flavors. Very luscious, plain luscious, fairly luscious, not so luscious, unluscious, and... of course, that speech, Ken, is just to sort of let the people know who the sponsor is.
I see. And then Howard Petrie introduces you, huh?
Oh, no, he doesn't do that. At this point, Ken, a beautiful voice is heard over the loudspeaker. It says, "And now, friends, we proudly present that brilliant young comedian, that handsome young man with a $1 million personality, Gary Moore." And then I put the microphone down and walk out.
And that's when the warm-up really starts, huh?
Yeah, I say something like as follows. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to see your smiling faces again. Those are faces, aren't they? I thought they were. I have just returned from a USO tour of the South Pacific, friends. And just before I left, a bunch of GIs got hold of me and asked me to bring back from them a message to the makers of Spam. They did. They ask me. I have the message. I have the message right here, and I'll read it to you. It says, stop. Friends, the laughter we are leaving completely up to you. You know, on some programs, they actually have an announcer who stands behind the comedian, and when the comedian cracks a joke, the announcer holds up a big sign that says laughter. Well, what the heck, you didn't pay to get in, what can you do? You have to laugh, you see? But there's going to be none of that here tonight. Nobody is going to tell you when to laugh. Of course, at the end of certain jokes, you may feel an ice pick coming up through the center of your seats. You may as well laugh as soon as we tell the joke. You're going to get it in the end anyhow. That, I guess, friends, just about completes any instructions we may have for the audience. We're going on the air now in a few minutes, and we do hope you enjoy the show. It should be a good one. We've rehearsed it about 3,670 hours. And just to... Who is this? Why, it's Jimmy Durant.
What did you say that number was?
2,678.
Ye gods, I've been drafted.
No! Jimmy, come back here, will you? Listen, what were you doing sitting out there in the audience?
Junior, I'm glad you asked me. I was sitting in the back row with a beautiful blonde.
With a beautiful blonde? No fooling?
Well, just a little.
Jimmy, you mean you were actually sitting out there in the audience necking? Why, at your age, you ought to be ashamed.
At my age, I should be proud. Ah, Durante, you mad fool, you. Remember, Junior, what sauce for the goose is a lot of fun. But to tell you the truth, Junior, I'm lucky to be here at all tonight. What a week I had.
Fatiguing, huh?
Yes, and tiring, too. You know, I was at home last Monday evening, picking the splinters out of my teeth. You see, I had just eaten a club sandwich. When I get a message from the White House.
Oh, Jimmy, this is very exciting. How did you get the message? Did the president call you on the phone?
No, he sent the message by his carrier pigeon, Herman, who had just been released from active duty with the Coast Artillery.
What did Herman the pigeon do with the Coast Artillery?
He was a spotter. My boy asked some very silly questions. But, Junior, you'll never guess what the president wanted from me.
Huh?
He wanted to take the Durante course on how to play the piano in 3,000 easy lessons. Let me see it. $1 a lesson, that makes, Well, before long, I arrived in Washington.
You stayed at the White House, I presume.
Indubitably. And, Gary, what a room I had. Mm-hmm. Red velvet draperies. A lovely old drunken fipe desk. 7 Heppelwhite chairs. I don't know what I'm talking about here. 3 Sheraton tables and a beautiful golden oak dresser. But, Junior, I couldn't sleep a wink all night.
Why not?
No bed. I'll deduct that for my income tax this year. So, arising early, I jumps into my olive green suit with the pimento buttons and goes to meet the president. Arriving at his office, I finds him deep in consultation with the Secretary of the Navy.
You don't say?
I do say. They were looking through Esquire.
To Esquire for what?
They were trying to figure out a new shape for a boat that sailors won't mind scrubbing. Something nautical, but nice. But as soon as the president sees I have a ribbon, he drops everything and takes me to the music room.
Oh, that I would like to have seen.
Junior, it was inspiring. The president sat next to me at the piano bench and showed me how much piano he already knew. I looked down at the keyboard, and what beautiful artistic hands. You could tell those hands belonged to a man of culture and refinement.
His hands?
No, mine. His hands were pretty, too. But within a few days, Junior, the president had learned so much from me that he arranged for us to play a duet in Constitution Hall. And what a thrilling moment that was. The house lights dimmed, the hush fell over the audience, the conductor raised his baton. And the president and I played. The ovation was so flurious.
A new team was born, huh?
Yes, we are now available for weenie roast, oyster fries, and the opening of Betty Class filling station.
You know, Jimmy, sometimes I think you're the greatest man in the whole wide world.
Thank you, Junior, but this Washington venture is only one of my many triumphs. Let me tell you, I'm sitting in my study putting the finishing touches to my unfinished symphony when who walks in? My butler, unannounced. He hands me a copy of the Philharmonic News, which I was eagerly awaiting. And what do I see? Right on the front page, a picture. A group picture with a headline reading, Musical America selects the three greatest conductors of all time. Toscanini, Iturbe, and me. I'm glad they got recognition, too. There's not a jealous bone in my body. And very few muscles. But after due consideration, I arrive at the conclusion that there's room in this country for more than one great conductor. And gentlemen, let's bow to the incredible. There's Toscanini, Iturbe, and me. We are definitely the big three. You know, I'll never forget when Toscanini came to me for advice. He said, Jimmy, when I play the Nutcracker Suite, should I use my left hand or my right hand? I said, neither one. You use a nutcracker. Durante, you're a genius. Toscanini, Iturbe, and me. That's Toscanini, Iturbe. They got great outfits. We won't get into a conversory about that. Toscanini's brass section is the talk of the world. Quote. I'm very happy to unquote. But I got a piccolo section that's the talk of the town. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a note. What a note. If Ingrid Bergman is listening in, are you spellbound? This Toscanini, I'm Kirby. Don't make me laugh. Can I play piano? No. Can I play piano? Posterity will tell. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a solo on the piano, assisted by that great wizard of the drums, Mr. Gary Moore.
At the piano, Maestro Durante. On the drums, Maestro Moore.
Stop, 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 stop. How do you like that? Here's a guy going in business for himself. Couldn't find my place for a minute. Ushers, ushers. Stand erect. Add a little class to the joint. We'll start again, Mr. Moore. Glad you knew enough to stay out. Soft, soft, soft. I'm the professor. Soft. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You're supposed to follow the melee, not chase it all over the joint. Some more. I'm and gentlemen, Mr. Moore will not be with us tomorrow night. He was taken away unexpectedly wounded. Now we're the Carnegie Hall boys, a lot on the call, boys. Toscanini, Iturri, and me. Toscanini, Iturri, and me.
Of all evil, money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If a woman calls a man honey, and it's on account of his money, honey and money will soon be gone. Take it away, take it away, take it away. I got the one I love. I got the moon and stars above. I got my youth and health. What do I want with wealth? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. La 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 la.
Job, but no hurry. I would answer if they gave me gold.
Take it away, take it away, take it away.
If you want no income tax, mister, take it easy and relax, mister. When they offer work, be strong and say,
take it away, take it away, take it away.
What am I saying?
Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, 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 take it away.
Well, it looks like that's that for this time. So until the next time. Speaking for the whole Command Performance gang, this is Patty.
Maxine.
And me. Saying so long and good luck, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.